This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we could be at a turning point on next steps in the crisis in Syria on a day when we've seen a big media push on both sides. We have President Obama scheduled to appear on half a dozen news networks and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad sitting down with Charlie Rose on CBS. The main development has come from the Secretary of State, from John Kerry. More about this new plan in a moment, and we're going to hear from NATO's Secretary General as well about the role that he sees for his organization. Also this hour, some fascinating insights from two women on why we should still worry about Wall Street. But first to Syria and echoes of earlier ultimatums from the past, ones thrown at Saddam Hussein, for example. Secretary of State John Kerry now says if President Bashar al-Assad wants to avert an attack on his country, he should hand over all of his chemical weapons to the international community and do it quick. Listen.
He could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it, without delay, and allow a full and total accounting for that. But he isn't about to do it.
Secretary of State John Kerry there speaking earlier today at a press conference in London. Well, you heard him, but importantly, so did the Russians. The Russians, as we know, are Syria's most important backer. Not only have they welcomed Kerry's idea, they've actually gone and proposed it to the foreign minister in Syria. Here's Tony Blinken, Deputy National Security Advisor, at a White House press briefing, responding to the Russian proposal. Listen.
We've seen the reports. We want to take a hard look at the proposal. We'll obviously discuss the idea with the Russians. And, of course, we would welcome a decision and action by Syria to give up its chemical weapons. The whole point of what we're doing is to stop Syria from using these weapons again.
Well, it's still not entirely clear whether Secretary of State John Kerry was just sort of speaking off the cuff, thinking out loud, or was actually trying to shift U.S. policy. Joseph Cerincione is president of the Plowshares Fund, a global security foundation. He's also a member of Secretary Kerry's International Security Advisory Board. Joseph, what do you make of the secretary's remarks there?
It's very clear that the secretary was speaking off the cuff. In fact, one of his spokespeople later said that it was a rhetorical answer. However, the Russians have taken this very seriously, and Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, has put forward the idea to Syria, who has said that they were willing to do this. If this were to pan out, this could be a very significant diplomatic resolution of what have been shaping up to be a military confrontation. The key is, can you trust Syria? Can you verify that they're doing what they say they're doing?
Those two key words that we're all familiar with, trust but verify, it goes back to President Ronald Reagan and remains operative today. So the question is, can we? Could the Russians and the United States or NATO or the UN team up in a way that gave, in this case, the United States confidence that all of the weapons were accounted for and no longer in the hands of the regime?
Right. So there's two parts here. One is, do they really mean what they're saying, or is this just a stalling tactic? And you've heard both comments come out from the U.S. administration. Tony Blinken, as you said they're going to take a hard look. That's the appropriate step to take. Let's start trying to pin this down. And the second is to approach this with a healthy degree of skepticism. But if you were convinced that there was a real possibility of a deal here, well, that would essentially solve the fundamental issue that you say the military action is intended to achieve, which is getting rid of the possibility of Assad using chemical weapons again. Could we verify that the weapons were now under international control? Yes, we could. We have an Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons. This is something that's been set up in the early 1990s to implement the Chemical Weapons Convention that all but five countries in the world have signed that ban the use, production, or development of chemical weapons. So we have experts in place that can do this. It's an international organization. It's ready to go if deployed. That's what makes this possibility so appealing.
One of the problems historically with these types of negotiations over international stewardship of weapons or lines in the sand, as they're sometimes called, is we often suspect regimes of just playing for time or trying to buy time. You mentioned the Syrians' apparent positive look at the Russian proposal here stemming from John Kerry's remarks. It's probably too early to tell, I guess, but can we take any optimism from the Syrians saying, yeah, we could do this?
Well, the Syrians may be looking for a way out of this themselves. They've had a good deal of bravado over the last few days, saying that if the U.S. strikes us, we will strike back. But their ability to strike back is actually quite limited. So they must be worried by what the size of the U.S. strike is going to be and what it could do to this, particularly their air assets and their airfields, which they've been using to punish rebel forces. So it looks like they're looking for a way out. And this could be a way out for the president, frankly, who faces a very uphill battle getting congressional approval of this resolution. It might be worth the president's time to look into this order more fully, and buy time himself. He clearly needs more time to convince the Congress to support an authorization for the use of force. A couple of weeks might be useful for him as well.
Joseph Cerincione, it is a remarkable moment to see what appears to have been an off-the-cuff remark from an experienced politician, albeit John Kerry, the Secretary of State, potentially really having currency, really having traction, potentially averting a military confrontation, and he didn't even mean to do it? Could that really happen?
It could really happen, and it's a sign of how quickly things move in our 21st century hyper-connected world, where a comment like this at a press conference in Europe is responded to by a foreign minister in Moscow and then reverberates into news conferences in Washington, and it all happens within a couple of hours. We'll need maybe 24, 48 hours to sort this out and see how real it is, but it could be a diplomatic resolution to what we're shaping up to, a very, very ugly military and political crisis.
Those of us who cover politics are always tempted to say there are no accidents. These people are professionals and they don't make mistakes on the international world stage. This could be an exception. And perhaps in the next 24 to 48 hours, as you say, Joseph Cerincione, maybe a mistake that winds up for the better. We will see. Joseph Cerincione, president of the Plowshares Fund and a member of Secretary of State John Kerry's International Security Advisory Board. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.